Heavenly Father, this morning we come to offer our sacrifice of praise. We come to express our gratitude unto you. Thank you for bringing us to the last Sunday of the month of April. Thank you for counting us among the living. Thank you for the miracle of provision. Thank you for the covenant of protection. Thank you, Lord God, for the privilege to gather your presence once again this morning. Lord, as we will go into your word, let heaven be open. In the mighty name of Jesus, let there be a word from the throne of grace in season for them that are weary this morning. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying. Let us put hands together for the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. This morning, I will be speaking on what I call the certainty of his covenant. What am I speaking about this morning? The certainty of his covenant. I expect that this morning we'll come to the presence of the Lord with the heart of gratitude. And I was so glad, I was so happy when I saw our daughter, Adidunu, giving a special number. And as a prelude to my message this morning, I have a special number. And if you know the song, I asked somebody to sing the special number for me. And I want the media to project that special number.
To love him, he's a covenant keeping God, consistent in all his ways. The lover of my soul, Father, this heart beats for you.
A reason for singing this song. If you know, you know. This morning, I'll be speaking about the certainty of His covenant. First, I want to thank God this morning, and I want all of us to bless the name of God in our hearts, because He is a God of covenants, is a God of promises, and is a God of answered prayers. When you come to God, a relationship is established. But when you take an intentional decision to walk with Him, a covenant commences. And I want to encourage anybody this morning, because you can come to church, you can come to the Lord and worship in the outer court. You can come to God and operate in the periphery. You can be in the church and yet an outsider in the kingdom of God. But when you make an intentional decision to walk with God, a covenant is established. And let me tell you something. For as many as taking a decision intentionally and purposefully to walk with God, there's a covenant over your life. There is what? A covenant upon your life. And that covenant is certain. The covenant can be threatened, but it cannot be trashed except by you. You are the only one that can trash that covenant. The enemy does not have that capacity. The situation and circumstance does not have that capacity. Because the covenant of God is certain, God does not break His covenant. Irrespective, whatever may be the experience and the challenges. I will take my text this morning from the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 16, and I will read from verse 15 to 21. But actually, my emphasis on verse 15 and 19 to 21. But let's read it. 1 Chronicles, chapter 16. Let's start from 15. Be ye mindful always of His covenant, the word which He commanded to thousands generations. Verse 16. I wish I can jump to 19, but let's go on. My emphasis is on 15 and 19, 21. Even of the covenant which he made with Abraham and of his oath unto Isaac, and had confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant. Verse 18. Saying, unto you will I give the land of Canaan, the Lord of your inheritance. Now take special note from verse 19 to 21. When you are but few, even a few and strangers in it. Hold on for a minute. When you are a few, as if to drive it home, to highlight it, to make you understand the importance that God of heaven decided to repeat himself. When you were but a few, even a few, and strangers in the land. Let me tell you something. I don't know if there's anybody God has promised something this morning, it has not manifested. I don't know if there's anybody God has given you a word and you are still in the waiting room, like I told you the last Sunday. Is it last Sunday now? And you are wondering what is happening. Let me tell you something. Nobody can measure hope to it on his own. What God proposes you cannot achieve by your ability. The land of Canaan was given to them. The Bible says they were few. Meaning, those who were similar physically against them were more than they themselves. The enemies were too much for them. But God is also too much for the enemy. Say, when you are a few, better, and not only that, you don't have the numerical strength. You do not have the historical antecedent, the genealogical ability or credential, because you are even strangers. So you are not qualified. You are not able, but God qualifies the unqualified and give the ability to accomplish his purpose. See, when if you look at the New Testament, we're talking about Paul said that Paul was saying that this thing you have had me done. Say, this same third teach other who will be able. They were not yet able. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Even at the time of calling them, at the time of signing them, they did not have their ability. Things you have seen me done, teach unto them who will also be able. As at that time, they were not able. So, said, you were few, even a stranger. So, I don't know whether you think that what God has said is too big or is unrealistic, is unachievable, or you don't have the will with that. Listen to what God is saying. Let's go to verse 20. And when they went from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another, they carried the promise. They carried the covenant, but they were, as it were, like refugees, like vagabonds. They were wandering all over, and they were always wondering what's really happening. And people are looking at them. Look at these people who have no destination. I don't know. It looks as if you are beating about the bush in your life. Your life does not seem to have a meaning or a shape. And you pray every day. You believe God, but nothing seems to be happening. The Israelites carry the promises. But they are just wandering around, going from one nation to another. They never had rest.
They were always on the move. They were not settled. It appeared as if they lost focus at a point in time. But yet, the promise of God, the covenant was there. And verse 21, it says, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he put clean for their sakes. Despite the fact that they were wandering all around, God preserved them. Why was he preserving them? He was preserving them for the time of manifestation. Let me tell you, the fact that you are alive today is that God is preserving you for the time of manifestation. Let somebody say, God is preserving me for manifestation. They were like vagabonds. They were like refugees. But God preserved them because he knows that his covenant is certain and nobody can do anything about it. So I want to tell you this morning, irrespective of whatever you are going through, do not be unmindful of the covenant upon your life. And that's why I say to young girls, even though you might be struggling today, don't let any young man, any man call you and entice you with something little because of your situation. When you fall for it, you are mindful of the covenant you carry. When even you are an adult and you're in a place of work, on a place of duty, and you begin to compromise your faith because of the gain and the benefit of now, you are unmindful of the covenant of God upon your life. Because God has greater and bigger things for you. So if you are a businessman or woman, you go to cheat because you want to join the crowd. If you cannot be there, you join them. You are mindful of the covenant of God upon your life. The Bible says, be ye not unmindful of his covenant. Because much more that I can get by cheating, much more that I can get by corruption, much more that I can get from compromise, God is able to provide through his covenant. Let me say something. For all this while they were wandering from one place to make any effort, it appeared as if the covenant was silent. The covenant was silent. But no matter how long the covenant is silent, a time is coming, the covenant will speak. And when covenant begins to speak, every other noise is taken away. Tell somebody the covenant of God will speak in my life. Tell somebody again, the covenant of God will speak my life. I prophesy unto everybody this morning, unto you in particular this morning, if you believe it, in any area, the covenant will be silent in your life. I decree now, let the covenant of God begin to speak on your behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus. When the time of silence is long, the heart of men begin to fail. And we begin to live in doubts. And when doubt pervades our minds, we begin to lose confidence. Even when you pray to God, you pray with lack of confidence. When you come to church on Sunday, you come with doubt. When you say, let us have fasting and prayer, you fast without expecting anything. I don't know if there's anybody who is in that situation this morning. You are in church this morning, but you just came because you just wanted to come. The confidence that God will answer is not there. You have come to the presence of God this morning, but you came with all of that. I just came routinely. Like just another Sunday. So that people now say, it's because of rain that I didn't come. Let's just go to church. Let me tell you something. The covenant of God will speak in your life. And quickly, I want us to show this better and put put throw more light on it by looking at the book of Judges, chapter 6. I'm sure we know that we are familiar with this passage, but I want to go to chapter 6, verse 2 to 6. Judges chapter 6 quickly. Because sometimes we relate with God with doubt, we lack of confidence, we lack of faith, but we still relate with Him. We have not abandoned Him, it's only we don't trust Him again. We do not vocalize it, but it's all written on the plate, on the tablet of our hearts. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And because of the Midianites, the children of Israel made them, listen, the dens, which are in the mountains and caves and strongholds. Now, do you know what that means? The hand of the Midianites prevailed against them. And so they were hiding in caves, in dens, in mountains, in strongholds. Go on. And yet these are the people of covenant. Verse 3. And so it was, when Israel has sown, listen to this, when Israel has sown, that the Midianites came up, and the Amalekites, and the children of the east, and even they came up against them. The next verse, quickly. The next verse. And they encamped against who? Against who? Against them, and destroyed the increase of the earth. Till thou come unto Gaza, and left no sustenance. Can you imagine that? How wicked they are. And left no sustenance for Israel, neither sheep, nor ox, nor ass. The next verse. For they came up with their cattle and their tents, and they came as what? Grasshoppers for multitude. For both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land to destroy it. Verse 6. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites, and the children of Israel cried. These are the people who carry the covenant of God. But at this passage, in this way that we have read, the Midianites frustrated and oppressed them. They wasted their efforts. They carted away their lot. They allowed them to labor, but they didn't allow them to come to harvest. They allowed them to walk, but they didn't allow them to reap the benefit. They allowed them to toil, but they don't allow them to have any outcome. They took joy out of the street of Israel. The Bible says, after they will wait for them to till the ground, they won't disturb them. It's when they are now about to harvest, then they will come like multitude, and they will destroy everything. And they won't leave anything for them for sustenance. See, when I look at the way the Bible describes them, that reminds me of the issue of this Boko Haram and Bantry we are having in the country today. What they are doing to our people. But whatever the threat from the Midianites, the covenant of God is certain. And the covenant will speak for the elect. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let me tell you, whether at individual level, at the congregational level, or at the national level, sometimes we have to deal with the Midianites. And let me share this with you. And I think I only share this with my wife and the Pastor Woto here. But then I want to share it to this congregation. About 3 weeks ago, I was in Nairobi. And about a week, the day preceding my return back to Nigeria, had an, I won't say it's an unusual encounter. I've had that kind of encounter before, but it's one of the usual encounters I've had before. I slept in my hotel room, and the first thing I saw, I slept off in the middle of the night. I found myself like in a stadium. I was in the pavilion, and I saw a plane fly in the sky coming. And when it got to that stadium, I see that plane was about to crash. And the pilot was struggling with the plane, and I was now trying to strategize, where do I hide so that when this plane crashes, it will not be upon my head. So as I was struggling, as the plane was struggling and I was strategizing, I think the plane somehow stabilized and the vision went away. Again, the dream came back the second time. I didn't wake up. I was still sleeping. It came back the second time, and the same thing repeated. He said, this time around, there were many. I was not the only one there. Many people were in that place. And then the plane again was struggling as it was in the sky, was about to land, to crash. And when the second time came, I opened my eyes, I woke up. And was asking myself, what kind of a dream is this? I stood up, I went to the toilet in the hotel room, and I came back to lie on my bed, and I was still meditating and thinking, God, can you give me this? What is the meaning of this? Is it because I'm traveling back to Nigeria tomorrow? And while I was on my bed, this time around I was not sleeping. I went into a trance, and I saw it again the third time. No, this time I was not in my sleep. And I saw people trying to run etasketa, where to hide so that the plane will not crash on their head. And the vision went away. They stood on my face and said, it is time to pray. I called my wife. I shared with my wife. We talked about it. What could be the meaning, this and that. We decided to pray. But I was still troubled in the day. Later, I put a call through to a minister friend of mine, who I know has a gift in that space. And I explained. He said, Pastor, that vision that Lord has given you is not just about yourself. It's not about your ministry. It's about this nation. And he asked me, are you sure that plane did not crash? I said, it didn't crash. He asked me, are you sure? I said, now we need to use prayer to sustain it, so that whatever is hovering in the atmosphere, if it should come, atabarale, atabaroko. What am I saying? We have the Midianites in this nation as at now. Whether we like it or not, the Midianites are there, threatening the children of covenant. But you know what? The covenant will speak. I say the covenant will speak. Amen. I say the covenant will speak. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. See, when you have the Midianites threatening the covenant, what is time for that? They are like spiritual hijackers. Like your potential is hijacked and suppressed. And you are not seen where you should be seen. The Midianite, what they try to do is to take Israel out of limelight into obscurity. You are struggling. You are laboring. You are working to come to limelight. But the enemy is trying to push you to obscurity. That's the power of Midianite. People who do less, they are celebrated. You who are doing much, you are relegated. That's the power of Midianites. That's the power of Midianites. They don't want you to stay in the place where you have been made. When you are supposed to have peace of mind and the peace is taken away, that's the power of Midianites. When your joy is threatened, Your peace of mind is not there. That's the power of Midianite. That when you walk, the harder you walk, the greater the disappointment. That's the power of Midianite. But this morning, the Lord is going to dethrone every Midianite walking over your life against your destiny. In the mighty name of Jesus. When the covenant speaks, the Midianite is put to shame. And now, just go quickly, jump. Now, I want you to see when the covenant begins to speak. Jump to verse 16 of that Judges. Just jump to verse 16. Judges chapter 6, verse 16, quickly. And the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with you, and thou shalt smite the Midianite as one man. Surely. See, the Lord will decide to strengthen the heart of Gideon, who had lost hope, who had lost confidence, who was only able to go without any confidence again. He still believed God. He has not denied God, but there was no more confidence. There was a mistrust between him and God. Because if God was with us, why is this thing happening to us? Many of you, there's a subtle mistrust between you and God because of what you are going through. You might be a child of God. You might be a minister. You might be praying. You might be fasting, attending Bible study, coming to Sunday. But there's a subtle mistrust in your heart because of what you are going through. But I want to tell you this morning, the covenant of God is certain, and covenant will speak. And I say this morning, the covenant of God over your life will speak in the mighty name of Jesus. And when covenant began to speak, hear what he says. Surely, I will be with you, and you will smite the Midianite as one man. This morning, the Lord will strengthen you. Every Midianite trying to push you from limelight to obscurity, trying to hijack your potential, trying to make you work hard and get disappointed, prevent from being celebrated, make people to bypass you. This morning, the Lord is going to smite them in the mighty name of Jesus. Before we begin to pray, I want to close with Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 16, and see what the Lord is saying unto you. Therefore, all that devour thee shall be devoured. And all your adversary, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil you shall be a spoil. And all that prey upon you will I give for a. Children of covenant. Remember, covenant can be threatened, but it cannot be trashed. It is certain you might be going through things. You might carry covenant and live as a vagabond sometimes. But hold on to him. Don't take a walk from God. Don't walk away. Sometimes doubt might be setting in because you have done everything you could do, but nothing is working. But God is still preserving you for the time of manifestation of his covenant. A time will come, covenant will speak, and now it's time for you in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to stand on your feet and personalize this as we take a few prayer. We're going to pray for ourselves, we're going to pray for this country, but don't let us deceive ourselves. We need to pray for this nation. Because if the peace of Israel is troubled, people in Israel cannot enjoy it. Say, therefore, all that devour me shall be devoured. all my adversary, every one of them shall go to captivity. I like this part. Every one of them, not most of them, not some of them, not major, that means none of them will escape it. One by one, none of them will escape the sword of judgment. In the mighty name of Jesus. And they that spoil me shall be a spoil. I'm praying for myself. Be say amen for me. And they that spoil me shall be a spoil. And all that pray upon me will God give for a prey. Turn into prayer and begin to pray for yourself now. Maskapa. Leke se popo shinte liga. Le ansaka papa shinta. Lehiri maska iba. Skahim brusa palaba. Shehenka tulabaska. Lehin saka papa. Bakasa papa papa. Raanda kuka kaka saila. Sheheke pula. Skandalabas kuntelima. Shahanda luka. Rimama sampa papa. Raanda kuka kaka sampa. Rente tete kurama. Skehempo. Rekes kahana. Reensu pa igatalaba. Shahanda kurimaskanda. Linsike popo. Reensa kapapa. Raanda kuskepo. Sheheka papa. Raanda kaska. Me ensekepo shehengaba skupalaba skahamba kutalaba skehempopo rima mansahandalaba in the mighty name of Jesus. Now we are going to pray. Every media night tormenting your life, tormenting your destiny, making you to work hard and get less, trying to push you out of limelight into obscurity, not allowing you to be celebrated. When those who have not put in as much as you have done, they are being celebrated, but you are relegated. Why? Because the Midianites at work. This morning, begin to rebuke the power of Midianites. Begin to dethrone them. Begin to rebuke them in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Manskapa, let God arise on your behalf. Let God arise on my behalf. Let God arise on our behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus. Manskapa papa, skepo kaska anda, reinda kuska papa, reeseke poska, lakasupa ilaga, shehembe kuska balaga, resaka papa, skahindike sepo laba, jarima skandaliga, reindu sepopo, raanga gagaga sandalaba, reinso kopo, yaharaba sandalaba, indu kapala gaska, lehindu kosompoliga, le inge shi papa, indaka san papa, rina sandalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now begin to pray that the covenant will begin to speak for you now. That if you are taking that decision to walk with God, there's a covenant upon your life. There is a covenant upon your life. Begin to ask that the covenant begin to speak for you. Begin to ask that now covenant will begin to speak on your behalf. Begin to speak on your behalf. Begin to speak on your behalf. Maska papa, jarama saanda, reensu kapailaga, reende kuskaba, andu santalaba, skahimba katalaba, shahanka pula, mensu kapa, lensekepo, skahanda kuske, risai gatalaba, shehembo katalaba, yaringa gaga santalaba, imusu popo, reinda kasambalaga. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we are coming to the end of this month, and by next week we enter the new month, begin to ask that your time. Begin to ask God that now is your time of manifestation. Begin to declare, I'm no longer to be in the waiting room. You have been in the waiting department, the waiting room of life, in so many areas that you have been in the waiting room. Begin to ask that God, take me out of the waiting room. Bring him to the field of manifestation. Bring him to the arena of manifestation and performance. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lanka sita laba. Time of waiting. Time of waiting. Let it be over. Let the time of manifestation be now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Santalaba, Skepo Katalaba, Kerumama Santalaga, come out of the waiting room, Manskapa Papa, Skepuga, Rihimba, Rihinda, 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 Manskepuska Baba, Skahamba, Skehebo Shandalaba, Rinsahigaba, Seibaba, Rakaskahinda, Jerimama Sandalaba. Rinda kukaka sambaliga imama sandalaba imama sandalaba imama kasipu ruma sandalaba imama suntolibu rima sambalaga in the name of Jesus. Now pray that God will bring a hand to oppression in your life. God will bring a hand to oppression. God will bring a hand to failure. God will bring a hand to frustration. God will bring a hand to wastage of time. So many times I've been wasted. So many times has been lost, but now begin to ask that God will bring an end to wastage of time, to wastage of effort, to wastage of prayer. You have prayed, you have fasted, you have done so many things. So I see they have gone down the road, but now ask God, pray now this morning. God will bring an end to it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Man siteliba sihi garubaba rengege semponiga regaga sapalega, that every waste of your life, everywhere, so your time, God will be to waste them. God will be to waste them. God will be to waste them. The waste of your time, the waste of your resources, the waste of your destiny. God will be to waste them now by His power in the mighty name of Jesus. God, the Lord is with you as a mighty man of warrior. As a mighty man of warrior. Now you are a man of valor. Decree, prophesy, declare, demand, proclaim in the mighty name of Jesus. Man sataluba skehebobo ska ambaka sapapa raanda kuskebo reka sapapa reinde sipa shandalaba rehensu kabaskandalaba reinsa kapalaba in the mighty name of Jesus. Now I want us to pray for this nation. Let me tell you, all of us in our closet and as not the churches, we should begin to pray for this nation. One thing I thank God is that all the three times there was not a crash. As Yoruba will say, Ekma Gokan Fini Kone Jabo. So let nobody go out of this church this morning getting fearful. Because I remember that minister from mine that asked, he asked me, say, are you sure it didn't crash? I said, no. He asked me, so I said, so let me tell you, there was no crash. There was a threat. And the threat was palpable, very fearful. But there was no crash. Because of the elect, because of the people of covenant, the Lord will preserve this nation. We will avert calamity. The Lord will avert it for us. All the Midianites who are coming like multiple like grasshoppers, the Lord will rule them back. Amen. So I want us to lift up our voices in prayer for this nation. Let it be that God will avert calamity over this nation. God will avert evil. Evil that men propose. Some we think is going to be their down advantage. Some are planning to be thinking they will profit from it. Let us be to pray that God will not allow calamity, disaster to befall this nation. In the mighty name of Jesus, that all the Midianites waging war against this nation, against the peace of the people of this nation, that the Lord will judge them. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Maska papa. Rangaga simpa. Resekepo. Rinda kakasumpa. Rehensika pashanda. Irima skahamba. Reendu kaskaba. Skahanda kashimbu. Rinda kasampa liba. Indikiskepo. Remo sumponiga. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray that the strength that these people are using to destabilize this country. Let God will withdraw their strength. Every strength that anybody or group of people are using to destabilize this nation, to bring us into trouble, let us ask God of heaven and earth to withdraw that strength from them. In the mighty name of Jesus, begin to pray. God will withdraw their strength. God will withdraw their strength. He will withdraw their strength. He will withdraw their strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, he will turn diviners mad. In the mighty name of Jesus, manska palaguske, lenke sepo, renda kansandalek, emama simpo, makaka sepo, bruko shempo ko shimpa, reinga sabaluga, reensu kapas satalaba, hima satalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want us to pray for this city, Ilefe, Amodeka, and environment, and to ask that God will not allow the peace of this environment to be, and every troubler of the peace of God in this vicinity, that Lord will trouble them. Begin to pray for Ilefe, Amodeka, and environment. Maska paska. Leska intaleba skipalaba shikatalaba raanda kutalaba makasi. God, this is where we are located now. We must pray for this environment. We must pray for this community. We must pray for the land. We must pray for the city. Manskipalaya skihimpa gasu papa endeke sepo brakas kampalik indusi papa skipa usandalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I want you to now pray this prayer for yourself and your family. Let me tell you, the election is coming. The Midianites, some of them are working as ritual killer, not just kidnappers, because of the forthcoming election. I want you to pray prayer of protection over your life and your family, yourself, your household, your family. Begin to pray that none of us will be a victim of these Midianites. None of us will be a victim of these Midianites. In the mighty name of Jesus, Manska Talaba, Skepos Kadalaba, Rentakus Kapashandalaba, Rensokopos Kadalaba, Reensi Kapasadalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now open your eyes. Open your eyes. So that I can understand what I'm talking about. Somebody close to me came to me 3 weeks ago. And he told me he wanted to come and see me. And he said, sorry, I have no vehicle. Can somebody come and pick me? And I sent someone to go and pick him. And when he came, he told me the story. He took his vehicle. He was going to Lagos. He carried 4 people in his vehicle. They left Ogiri. And after Ogiri, the interchange around Shagamu, 4 policemen with AK-47 flag him down and they packed. I'm telling you what, somebody I know that's close to me, it's not a story now that far off. And they asked him, may we see your driving license? As we're about bringing the driving license, they opened their said, come out. And they were carrying guns there in police union. He came down, said, enter there. He went back and they took over and they came inside and they blindfolded all of them, himself, the 4 passengers in the vehicle. His vehicle was a Sienna. And that's what they were driving them. Said then, it was then realized that these were not policemen. The time they opened their eyes, they found themselves in the bush, could nowhere. And they asked them to sit on the floor, no food, no water. And in the night, vehicles will come into that jungle to buy body parts. And there in his presence, the second day, the first day, they did not give them no food, no water. They asked the two of the 4 passengers, and they said, come. And they killed them in his presence. Sold their body parts. And he was waiting the father couldn't contact him. So on the third day, through the fourth night, said the guy that was guiding, just you, stand up, yeah, go this way. Said he was thinking that was going to shoot. He was waiting to hear the sound of gunshot, but the guy didn't shoot. He started walking throughout the night and he landed in the village of Ogun State. So what happened to the other two people? He didn't obey. Out of the four people, two people were killed in his presence. Just going from there. And the night, there were traffic. Vehicles coming to buy. But I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to say that you know the kind of prayer I'm saying. Who prays. No, I'm talking of something that is real, not fable. That God preserved me. Because I'm a child of covenant. I'm a child of covenant. Preserve me, preserve my family from these Midianites. Preserve me and my family and my household. In the mighty name of Jesus. Maska papa. Lensika pa shanta liba. Skehim pru laba kaskanda. Rahandu ske pula. Skehim baka skanda. Lenke supa. Rahanda kuska papa. Rahanda kuske po. Skehebo. Sahanga puska pa. Rengege sempoko. Ringa gaga sampapa. Rehendu sandalaba. Skahimba kaskindeliba. Shilaba kas sandalaba garima. Skohobo skandalaba. Sikri baba sandalaba. Sahanda luka. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, most of our members, they have traveled now because of the strike on campus. They'll be going for one. Let us pray for every member of this ministry. Wherever they are, that God will keep them. That the covenant of this ministry will speak for them. None of them, no member of this ministry will be a victim. None of us will be a casualty. So don't let us pray for those who are. Let's all pray for our members who are scattered over now because of this thing on campus. That God will keep them. God will preserve them. We not hear any bad news. Maska palaba, skepopo skapaliga. Rangaga sapa shindaliba. Reseku papa. Shapapa kuskepo. Raanda kuskepo. Remomo supa shandalaba. Thank you, Father. 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 Let them go to bless God. Begin to worship. Begin to bless Him. Kosagbara to dabiti Jesu. Kosagbara. To dabiti ba kosagbara to dabiti Jesu agbara 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 to jagbara lo kosagbara to dabiti Jesu kosagbara kosagbara Toda biti Kosagbara Toda biti Oh Agbara 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 Toda Agbara up your right hand unto the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus that's above every other name, this morning I speak unto your people, people of covenant, those who are walking under your covering. My Lord and my God, let the time of silence be over. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Where the covenant is silent and people are living below expectation, they cannot maximize their potential. The fullness of the grace of God is not in operation. They are not being celebrated. Instead, they are being relegated. Their potential are hijacked. And they are losing confidence and losing faith. Because the covenant is silent. My Lord and my God, right from this time, from this moment, let your covenant begin to speak on their behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let them be plucked out of obscurity to limelight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let every waster of their effort be wasted. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let every force praying on them, trying to take them for a spoil, be given as a spoil. Now, in the mighty name of Jesus. My Father and my God, let them come out of the waiting room into the arena of manifestation, into the place of performance. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let the covenant of God begin to speak, begin to manifest, begin to operate in your life, in our lives, in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for this nation. You will avert any calamity. Amen. You will avert disaster. Amen. You will deal with the banditry and insurgency. Amen. All the spiritual vagabond trending the peace of this nation. Our Lord and our God, taken out of the surface of the earth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Roll them back out of this nation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Because of the elect, restore peace, honor, integrity into this nation and prosperity. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We pray for this community. Let there be peace. Let there be peace. Let there be peace of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we are praying.